highlights from week 4 of the high school football season. Ella traveled to Bondurant Farrar, which was heard live on 92.1 KRLS with Trevor Castle and Randy Sikkema on the call.
And Collison takes the snap, wants to throw, fires over the middle, and it's intercepted by Pella. Picked off by Reese Thorson at the 20, the return pass to 30, spin move at the 35, and he's out of bounds at the 37-yard line. Kenson Fuller is loose on a kickoff return for Pella all the way in. Touchdown, Pella. Kenson Fuller, a long kickoff return touchdown for the Dutch. And it's Cram up the middle, breaks one tackle at the 5, and walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Titus Cram, an 11-yard answer.
Final score, Bondurant Farrar 28, Pella 17. Knoxville headed east to Fairfield, and you heard it live on 95.3 KNIA.
That comes down to Gavin Montavo, and actually he was a long kick. He's loose down the far sideline, and one man to beat. He's loose to the 40, to the 30. They are not going to get him. Touchdown, Knoxville. No flags. And Gavin Montavo races 95 yards for the ensuing kickoff.
Here is a give. That is a play coming to the near side to T.J. DeYoung, diving for the end zone. Touchdown, Knoxville. What a dive by T.J. DeYoung. 12 yards, and the Panthers have a chance to close the gap up a little bit.
Here's Kiefer rolling out to the far side, looking towards the end zone. Now he's going to run it, trying to down the sideline. Diving, touchdown. Noah Kiefer from 11 yards out, and Knoxville scores again.
Final score, Fairfield 42, Knoxville 22. Indianola had one of the biggest matchups in the state with Lewis Central. And you heard it on 94.3 KNIA with Andrew Swadner and Rick Wilson.
And up the middle, Kolarik pushes through, gets into the end zone, a 3-yard rush for Kale Kolarik, puts the Indians on top, 6-0, 4:29 to go, quarter number one. Brick is flanked by Mankey and Kolarik. Drops back to pass. They throw the fade to Kingery in the corner of the end zone. He goes over the top, and Kingery, there's no stopping that.
6-4 against 5-10.
5-yard touchdown pass from Brick to Kingery, and the Indians lead 13-3.
This is it, baby.
This is
the whole game comes down to this play.
The game. Camrad in the shotgun. Double wide receivers right. Drops back to pass. Has room to the right side. Throws to the corner of the end zone, and it is incomplete. Holding in the backfield, and the Indianola defense holds. And it'll be on Lewis Central, and that is the ball game.
Final score, Indianola 14, Lewis Central 9. Norwalk took on Dallas Center Grimes with John Mulwinkle and Chris Larson on KNIA, KRLS.com, KNIA 3.
Back to pass.
Swings
it over the middle. It is caught, and that is a touchdown, Norwalk. A catch and run that time for the Warriors.
Hochstein with a pump fake. Airs it out. Middle of the field.
Down for Dylan Rake, and he's got it. Touchdown, Norwalk. A simple fly route down the field, and Dylan Rank there to haul it in at the goal line.
Here is Halverson back to throw, being pressured. Airs it out, far side of the field, it's intercepted by the Warriors.
Ty Pearson, or was that Justice Williams? I can't tell.
I believe it was Williams. Pearson was in the area as well.
Justice Williams.
Yep.
And it's Williams leaping it up. And making the INT. And the Warriors get the ball back.
Final score, Norwalk 28, Dallas Center Grimes 9. TCM traveled to Alden and Iowa Falls. It was on KNIAKRLS.com, KRLS 3 with Alex Cook and Jeff Lindsay.
Now Van Gorp's going to run out. It looks like he might try and sneak it again. He will take it. He will try to sneak it. Trying to fight to the pylon.
He didn't
make
it.
And he did not get it. He is stuffed at the goal line. What a stand by the Iowa Falls Alden defense.
Play clock running down to 4. They will give it to Hadwiger again. He bursts through, picks up the first down inside the 20, breaks a tackle, 10-5, touchdown Iowa Falls Alden.
Final score, Iowa Falls 16, PCM nothing. Pleasantville likely went back to the future, playing against a single wing attack of Sigourney Keota. You heard the call on KNIAKRLS.com, KRLS 2 with Tyler Crabb.
So Crawford goes in motion. Molnick, he's got a big hole. And Nillis is trying to catch him. Molnick running for the corner of the end zone. He's going to get pulled down. but they're going to call it a touchdown. Molnick takes it 71 yards to the end zone. Clarahan is gone. He's at the 20, the 10. Touchdown on the first play of scrimmage on the drive. And that was from the 43-yard line. So got a 57-yard touchdown there for the Cobras.
Final scores, Sigourney Kyoto 42, Pleasantville nothing. Those were our top-tier highlights from last week's football action on KNIA KRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.